The Washington coast is home to some of the strongest tidal currents in the country. Some want to harness those tides for power. Correspondent Ashley Ahern reports on a proposed tidal power facility in Puget Sound. It's running into some trouble.
The Snohomish Public Utility District has been working on putting turbines on the bottom of Puget Sound for more than 6 years now. They've chosen Admiralty Inlet, near Whidbey Island, as the best spot to install two turbines. This is a pilot project that will generate enough power for about 250 homes. But one company could stand in the way. Pacific Crossing is a Japanese company that owns an underwater fiber optic cable that connects the U.S. to Asia. At a meeting last week with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the company said installing the turbines on the sea floor could damage their cable. Pacific Crossing did not respond to interview requests. Craig Coller handles energy resource development for the Snohomish County Public Utility District. He says Open Hydro, the company that will install the turbines for the utility, is good at what they do, and they've done it all over the world.
The fact is that Open Hydro has deployed three of these turbines now. Should be said, in tidal regimes, more challenging than Admiralty Inlet even, including the Bay of Fundy and the Orkney Islands. And in every case, they've deployed these turbines within plus or minus 3 meters of their target.
The turbines would be installed more than 100 meters away from Pacific Crossing's cable. A final permitting decision on the tidal project is expected this fall. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.